Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Nun Dalad. We are in the middle of Sif Aleph. We are up to the fourth line of page Chaf Hei, which is the page following 48. I'd like to just get a running start from the beginning of Siman Reish Nun Dalad. The Mechaber said in the beginning of the Siman in Sif Aleph, Afal Pisha Basar Chai Mutar La Shoso. Even though shehiya is mutter when it comes to raw meat, hanimili b'kedera, that's only when it's being cooked in a pot. Aval b'tzali she'etz al ha'esh, but if it's being roasted next to the fire, osur lahanicho samuch l'chashecha, you're not allowed to leave it there close to dark. Shememar l'hisvashel v'asi l'chatuye, even though it's raw meat, since it's roasted, it's close to the fire, it's going to roast fast, and therefore we're worried that you might come to stoke the coals. This is talking about rough types of meat, like a shor or an aiz. But if it's a softer type of meat, like a goat or a chicken, that are cut up into different limbs, mutter, that's permissible. In that case, we're not worried you'll come to stoke the coals. Because if you're going to stoke the coals, it's going to burn. Habasar, she'enu tzarech elah chamimus ha'esh bilvad, all the roast of the soft meat needs is a little warmth from the fire, and therefore, if you soak the coals, it's going to burn, and therefore we're not worried about it, and it is mutter. That is where we ended in yesterday's shir. Now the Mechaber continues on page Chaf Hei, fourth line. Vim hu betanur v'toch piv betit. If the roast is happening inside an oven, and the oven is sealed shut, it is smeared on its mouth with some kind of tar. So bein gidiv va'of shleimim, bein basar shoa is. So whether the meat that's being roasted inside the sealed oven is the softer meat, which is a gidi or an oaf that is whole, or it's a basar shoa is, which is the rougher meats, it is mutter. And the reason is, de lo chashin l'chitui, we're not worried about you stoking the coals. Shembo liftoach ha'tanur, because if you're going to come to open the oven, ulechatos, and to stoke it, tikones ha'ruach, the wind is going to come in, v'yitztanin ha'tanur, the oven's going to cool off, v'yiskasha ha'basar v'yastid, and the meat's going to harden, it's going to get ruined. So basically, since by opening up the oven, you're going to ruin the meat, we're not worried you're going to come to do that, and therefore if the oven is shmir shut, and the roast is happening inside, it will be permissible. The Ramah then says, "Ve'in chiluk bazeh beinim hu chay legamri ocean es bashal tzas." When we're discussing a case of tzli, it doesn't matter whether the meat is totally raw or it is cooked a little bit. The kolzman shechalal haguf shalem, so long that the cavity of the body is complete, the middle of the body is complete. Afal pi she'ein olav roshol krov, even though the head or the feet are not there, mikri shalem, it would still be called a shalem, as we discussed in the Mechaber, the case of where it's cut up or it's shalem. Then the Ramah says, v'yesh machmirim v'sovrim, there are those who are machmir and hold, debitanur tuach betit hakol shari. If there's an oven that is smeared with clay, everything is mutter. V'agabe ha'eshu magula kol aser. If it's on the fire where it's revealed, everything is aser. U'betanur shepiv mechusa elo she'enu tuach betit, in the case where it's in the oven but it's not sealed, then there is room to make a differentiation between the gediv va'of, which is mutter, because the ruach will be maziket, to other meats, as we will explain. And that is our minhag, like this svara. Now let's see the mishabura. We are up to the mishabura, sekat and yud aleph. V'yiskasha habasar, this is going on the end of the mechaber that we saw in Sif Aleph, that if it's in an oven that is sealed, so then no matter what type of meat it is, it's going to be mutter. We're not worried about stoking the coals, because if you open it up, it's going to harden the meat and it's going to ruin it. Says the Mishavura, that's all by a roast, but v'imhu b'kedera, but if the meat is inside a pot inside the oven, it's not going to help according to this opinion, the fact that the oven is sealed. The holo yiskasha, because by unsealing the oven and opening it up, it's not going to ruin the meat and harden the meat, because the meat is inside a pot. And therefore, this svara of hardening the meat only applies by a roast and not by a dish that is in a pot. However, v'ayin l'kameh b'hagor, look later on in the Ramah, demasig d'haminag l'hoka, was that we just saw the Ramah says, the minig is to be lenient, that when the oven is sealed, everything is mutter, whether it's a roast, even if it's a pot, everything will be mutter inside. The svir lake, as he holds, Kevan she'enu muchan lechatos, since it's not readily easy to stoke the coal, sharei sosim hu betit, because lemaisa the oven is sealed with clay, so lo yavo lechatos, we're not worried about the chitui. So we have over here machlokas, the mechaber and the Rambo. What is the benefit of having it sealed? According to the mechaber, the benefit of having it sealed is you're not going to unseal it because you're afraid it's going to get ruined. That's only true by a roast, not by a kedera. Mashenkin lefi the Rambo. He seems to say if it's sealed, everything goes, and the reason why everything goes is just because it's more difficult to stoke the coals. You have to undo it, and we're not worried you're going to come to do that. In that case, it would be lenient not only for a roast, but also for a dish that is inside a kedera. Then the Rambo told us, "Ve'ein chiluk bazeh ve'ein muchay legamri onesbash al tzas." It doesn't matter whether it is totally raw or it is cooked a little bit. It says the Mishabura, "Koy akol gavni heter ve'gavni isram uvorim besiv zeh." This line that there is no chiluk whether it's fully raw or it's partially cooked is going on all the heterim and the yisurim brought down in this sif legabe tzli. V'dai, you should know the koza dafka binyanenu demayri l'inyan tzli. You should know this is specifically, even though it's legabe all the inyanim discussed over here, but it's specifically legabe roast. Aval inyan kedera, but when it comes to food that's in a pot cooking, otzli keder or pot roast, the gamkein dino kekedera, which we learned yesterday also has a din of a cooking, a din of a kedera. So then, as we know, yesh chiluk bein chaylin is bashul tzas, then there's a chiluk between something that's raw or something that's cooked a little bit. The bechay mekelinon, because when it's raw, we are lenient, lit no samuk hashecha, that you can put it on the fire close to Shabbos. Bein besar shor, bein besar gdiva of, whatever meat it is. Because it's raw, we're not going to worry that you're going to come to do chitui. Ubin is bashul tzas usr. If it's cooked a little bit, that's when it's a problem. It's going to be usr. Afilu besar gediv oof shema yichata. Even if it's a softer type of meats, since it's already a little bit cooked, we're worried you might stoke the coals. Delo shayapo aheter sheicharich aileah chitui. Because there, when it comes to bishul, there is no heter of that maybe it's going to burn by the chitui. Kevan de bikaderuhu. Since lamais it's in a pot, vitzarech bishul rav, and it needs a great cooking. This whole heter of maybe it's going to burn and you won't come to stoke the coals is only a heter when it comes to a tzli. Because that's more easily going to burn because it is not in a pot. Masha'enki, when it comes to bishul, which is in a pot, it requires a greater level of cooking. So there we don't have this heter of maybe it will burn. Uman nikra mevushal tzas. What is considered a little bit cooked, which is going to be a problem? Mavur el bereish simin reishin gimel. This we saw already in the beginning of reishin gimel. Deo kamais is really the first opinion holds. Sham over there anchi is bashel kol tzarko until it is fully cooked. Ukishi is bashel yoser yem mitzamik ravo. It has to be so fully cooked that if you cook it more, it's going to get worse. Till that point is going to be considered partially cooked and usher to do shehiya. V'hayesh omrim sham svir luhu and the yesh omr of their holds. D'mikevan shenes bashal k'malcha ben jusay nigru bishul gomer. Once it's already cooked, the malcha ben jusay, which we said is a machlok, is half cooked or a third cooked, that's already considered a bishul gomer. And then it's mutter litno agave kira v'tanur she'engar v'kotim, and then shehiya is going to be mutter. But until that point, it's partially cooked. So the first sheet that holds from when it starts cooking till it's mamish fully cooked, all the way till it's misamik v'ralo, is also to do shia if it's not gorev v'kotim by a kedera. And the second opinion holds that only from the beginning until malcha ben jusay, it's going to be aser. Once it reaches the point of malcha ben jusay, then the shehiya of the kedera will be mutter, even if it is not gorev v'kotim. So if katan yud gimel tzas, going on the same line of the Ramah, there's no chiluk whether it is totally raw or it's cooked a little bit. De'ilu yachol lihitzalos mibodyom tzali harotli, as long as it can be fully roasted during the day before Shabbos, afilu basar shor mutter, even if it's a basar shor, it is mutter. Again, we learned earlier in Reish and Gimel, we just hazarded it, the two opinions of what is considered a bishul harotli. It's the same din over here when it comes to tzli. Like we mentioned earlier in Sifkat and Dalit. Then we had the Ramo who said that there are those who are machmir and they hold that if the tanur is sealed with clay, everything is mutter. On an open fire, everything is asr. Says the Mishabura Yudalab Ratzalomar. Afilu b'kedera v'nizbashal tzas, like we mentioned before. According to the Ramah, if it's in a sealed oven, it's mutter, even if it is in a pot and it's partially cooked. We're not worried you're going to open the oven from its seal and you're going to stoke the coals. Kevan shusasim batit, since it's sealed with clay. Ve'eno muchan lechatos, and it's not readily available for stoking. V'cholok bazeh adas ha-mechaber shemachmer bazeh. And here, the Ramah is being more lenient and he's coming to argue on the mechaber who is machmer, who Moshe Gassanov is Sefkot Nir Aleph, like we mentioned earlier in tonight's shir in Sefkot Nir Aleph. That which the Ramah just mentioned over here, Yesh Machmirin, Afa Gav, Dil Inyan Zehu Kula. This is Mamish Akula, that if it's sealed with clay, everything is mutter, even a Kedera. This is a leniency the Ramah is bringing down. Why does he say Yesh Machmirin? Mishum de Bitzoli, because when it comes to Tzli, the Anan Kaminande, which is what we're really discussing in the Sif, Hu Chumra, comes out to be a Chumra, Ukud Lalame, like we'll see in a moment. Therefore, he says Yesh Machmirim, because the Ikra point is a Chumra, even though there is a point over here that is a Kula. Sefkotan Tezvav is on the next point. If it's on the fire, that's Mabula, everything is Aser. Says the Mishabura, Ein Ratzalom Ragabe HaGolchola Mamish. It doesn't mean over here that it's Mamish on the fire. The Bezeh Afil HaMachabra Kol Aser. Because then even according to the Shulchan Aruch, everything is Aser. Like we're going to see in a moment, this is Beis. Kamosh Mabur Lakamei B'Sebeis. Rather, what the Ramah means to say is Eitzel Ha'ish, that it's on an open fire, meaning next to the fire. Ubola Afuke Bazem Midas Mechaber. He's coming to exclude from the sheet of the Mechaber the Lo Chilek B'Besar Gdi, that he wasn't differentiating with the soft basar of the Gdi. Shemuter Benim Soleu B'Tanur Shepiv Mechusa. That's going to be mutter whether you're roasting it in an oven that's piv is open. Sorry, Shapim Mechusa, whether it's being roasted in an oven that's mouth is closed, Beinim Soleo Bugalo Yitzel Eish, or if it's being roasted open next to the fire. That's the Mechaber. He's more lenient, Avaladaito, but when it comes to the Ramah, Ein Heter Bigdi Kiim Kishet Soleo Betano Shapim Mechusa. It's only going to be mutter when it is in fact roasted in an oven that's mouth is sealed. The Kamosha Biarti Hatam Leel, the Sivkot and Yud, like we explained earlier, in Sivkoton Yud. Let's see the Mechaber now in Sivbeis. Ein solen basar ubeitza o basar. You cannot roast an onion or an egg or meat. Al gavi gecholim, on top of coals. Elo kedeshi itzalam mibod yom mishnei tzadav kamacha vejushoi shu chatzi bishulo. You can only roast these items on top of coals mamish, only if it's at a point that it can roast from before Shabbos from both sides to get to a point of Machal B'Jusoy, which is a halfway cooking. Afiluhu B'Sar Gdi, even if it is the meat of a Gdi, which is softer. Tekeven Shenichu Agabi Gecholim, since you place the meat or the onion or the egg mamish on the coals, so obviously, Eino Choshesh Eloshi Yitzela Mehera, you see that you're in a rush, you want to just get roasted fast. V'Afal Pishe Yitzcharech, even if it's going to get burnt, you don't care. Hilkach, therefore, Chashina Shemi Yechata. Even though in the last sif we said if it's near the oven, we're not worried Shemi Yechata because it's going to get burnt. But here by putting it on top of the coals, you're showing that you don't care if it's burnt. You want it to just get done as soon as possible, even if it's burnt. Therefore, we have a concern Shemi Yechata. However, if it's already roasted from before Shabbos to a point of half bishul, then we're not worried you're going to come to soak the coals. Afilim hu basar shor, even if it's a tougher type of basar. Shemi achar shu roi la'achila lama yechata lafsido. Once it's already halfway fit for achila, it's already machal b'jusoi, why would you soak the coals to then ruin your meat? Says the Mishabura Sivkotan Tazayin, batzal u beitza. So he said this then applies to meat, to eggs, to onions. V'hu adin shari dvarim she'ein acholam chayinu k'lamei. And so too, it refers to any other items that are not eaten raw. So again, if they're on top of the coals, we're going to be more machmir. You show you don't care if it's burnt, then we're worried. Shemi yachata. Sivkotan yuzan al gabi gecholim. Hainu shendogim b'ha gecholim. Here we're discussing where it's mamish placed on the coals, touching the coals. Ula achar hatzliya yamten achiyichwa gecholim va'azitlim. And after the roasting is done, you're going to wait until the coals extinguish by themselves, and then you're going to take off your food. Otherwise, it's a concern that you might do havara or kibui on the coals. Over here, behold, the reason why we're concerned that you might stoke the coals, afilu b'sar gedi, even when it comes to the softer meat, who kamoshim afar shachakach, the Mechaber explains himself, the kevan she'enicho v'chuli, since you placed it on the coals, we're worried you're going to come to stoke the coals, you don't care if it gets burnt. Avol im yitzla besamach la'agacholim, but if you roasted it not on the coals but near the coals, kfar nisbar b'sif alav das ha-mechaber, we already explained the sif alav, the sheet of the mechaber, d'bebesar gediv va'ov shehu rach, when it comes to the basar gediv va'ov, which is softer, lo chayshin and kal achitui. We're not worried at all that you're going to come to stoke the coals, sh'ayi dey zeh yischarech ha-basar. Because through that, you're going to burn the meat, and you put it next to the coals. You don't want it to get burned. So when I word, you're going to come to the stoke the coals. And you're allowed to place it there next to the coals, close to Shabbos. Even if it's not roasted to the point of Machabad Yosai, you're still allowed to leave it there, because you're not word, you're going to stoke it, and you're going to burn it. The huadin, botzel, beitza, the same thing is true when it comes to an onion and an egg. When it comes to the basar shor ve'ez, which is tougher meats, then we require that it's already fully roasted from before Shabbos, the ilav hachi, because if not so, and it's near the coals, chashinu mechitui, where are you going to stoke the coals? Ki lo yipaset aidei achitui, because it's not going to get ruined through the stoking, because this tougher meat is not on the gecholim, it's near the gecholim, therefore it have to be fully roasted before Shabbos. V'das haramoka poskim de'ein chilu bein al gabi ha-gecholim ol besamuch lehen. The sheet of the Ramah who argues with the mechaber is like the poskim that are not mechalek between on the coals or close to the coals, bein b'besar shor o b'sar g'diva of, or if it's a basar shor o basar g'diva of. The Shaar Tzion points out in Tesvav, Imlo Shasasim Piatanur Ve'enotu Abatit, except for the case that we just discussed before in the Ramah, that the oven is closed but it's not sealed, Oz Mutter Basar Gdi, that's where we said the Chiluk, that it's Mutter, if it's softer meat, the Bevada Lo Yiftachenu L'chatos, you're for sure not going to open it to soak the coals, the Kashle Zika, because the wind is bad for it. But otherwise, says the Mishabura, if it's not that case, where it's not Sasim Piatanur, so that's what the Mishabura means. V'das haramok haposkim de'ein chiluk bein al gabei ha-gecholom o'besamuch lehem bein b'mesar shor o'besar g'di va'of hashir shi'itzalim v'odom k'machal ben Yusai. Either way, the shear that has to be roasted from before Shabbos is to the point of machal ben Yusai. V'mutuach b'tit shari l'didei b'chol gavni. If it's sealed with clay, it's mutar according to him in all cases. Lidno samuch l'ashecha to place it even close to Shabbos. V'lo chayshinan she'yistor ha'tiach v'yichata. He's not worried they're going to come to ruin the seal of the clay and soak the coals. We saw at the end of Sif Aleph, at the end of the Ramah, that we actually are noheg like this Shita. Sif Katan Yud Ches is going on that which the Mechaber said, even if it's Basar Gdi. So it's going to be Asar if it is on top of the coals. Says the Mishabura, Tehainu Afilu Hu Menutach, even if it's Basar Gdi and it's cut up into small pieces, the Mekilinan La'el B'Sif Aleph, we were leaning in Sif Aleph when it's next to the coals. Hocha al gabi gecholim shani. Here, when it's on the coals, it's more machmir. Ukud mefarish holech. Like the Mechaber goes on to explain. Once again, since it's on the coals, you're showing that you don't care if it gets burnt. If so, if you're in such a rush to get it done, we're vaiter worried that you are going to come to stoke the coals, and therefore that will be usher. We'll stop here and continue vaiter mitzvah Shem with Siv Gimel.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.